I have some very good memories from being here in meetings in the past, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be back.
Thank you, Lord.
I would like to read in Genesis chapter 2. Mm-hmm. We really need the Lord's help this evening. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, "The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Yes.
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food." Can you imagine that sight? Every tree that is pleasant to the sight.
Yes.
"And good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden,
yes,
and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." Verse 15, "And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, 'Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.'" God created a paradise. Every tree that was good for food. Do you enjoy living in this world? Do you enjoy good food? Do you enjoy the beauty of God's creation? Imagine a world before sin, before troubles, a paradise. God put man there and he put woman there and he gave one simple instruction. This one tree over here, do not partake of this tree. You see, in that tree, there were things that man really did not need to know. Man did not need to know what it was like to be a murderer. The anguish of it, the guilt of it, the horror of memories coming back and haunting. Really, man did not need to know about murder. About the pain of losing someone to murder. A loved one. Don't touch that tree. There is something in that tree that really you don't need to know. You don't need to experience some of those things. You really don't need to know about stealing. Has anyone here had something stolen from them?
Yes.
How did you feel?
Violated.
Absolutely. Let me tell you, one time we were up at the Monarch camp meeting, and I had heard that someone back in Honduras, where we lived, had broken into the mission house. I felt violated. I felt uptight. I felt, what can I do? I'm way over here. I can't go back there and see what all we lost. So I was trying to call down there, "Will you please try to secure the house?" Violated. You know, there's something about that that really mankind did not need to know. There was a woman there in Honduras that was a crazy woman. She would walk the streets of the main city of the island with her hair all bound up like a big turban. And she would walk down the street just kind of oblivious of the traffic. Just muttering to herself, staring, and like she wasn't even paying attention to people. Crazy. You know what happened to that woman? I finally found out her story. If I remember the story correctly, her sister stole her husband from her. And she lost her mind. You see, there are some things that we don't need to know. We don't need to know what it's like to have a spouse stolen by somebody else. Eve, Adam, there are some things in this tree that you really don't need to know. You don't need to know about hatred. Have you ever hated anybody? I have. I was a young person, teenager, and there was a boy at school that I hated with a vehemence. And let me tell you, that was miserable. I would go to school and I would see him, and sometimes I'd see him on the way to school. And oh, the feeling in my heart toward that boy. Hatred was miserable.
Yes, it is.
Have you ever had anybody hate you? How did it make you feel? There are things in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that we do not need to know. To be a slave to hatred, that thing was a bondage to me. To know about sin-related diseases. This song says Satan paints a beautiful picture. But can you imagine realizing that you're dying because of your sins? See, that's a part that we really don't need to know. God did not set this commandment to simply put a restraint on Adam and Eve, to make their lives miserable, but He was protecting them. Because there are things out there that can create a lot of grief for us. Things that we don't understand that the Lord does. And for our good, He says, don't partake of that tree. There is a Greek legend about a king that had a great desire for wealth. King Midas. According to the legend, King Midas loved gold. And he had a daughter that he also loved, but he neglected his daughter, preferring instead to be in his treasure rooms counting his gold. Well, one day Midas was admiring his gold, and according to the legend, a god appeared. He said, "I am Bacchus, god of wine and pleasure. I have come to grant you any wish you make." King Midas was delighted. "I wish," he said, "that all I touch would turn to gold." His wish was granted. As he left the room, the king touched the doorknob and it turned to gold. When he sat down to eat, his chair turned to gold, as did his napkin. But to his horror, as he picked up his piece of bread, it turned to gold as well. And his daughter ran to her father. And before he could stop her, she touched him. And there was his beloved daughter turned to gold. The king's gladness turned to weeping. See, he wanted to know what it was like to be even richer. You know, people are longing, they are thirsting for the things that this world has to offer. They want to know what it tastes like, what that fruit consists of, what it would be like to be in a certain situation or to be a certain person. They crave to know that. But God said there's a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't touch that tree. Matthew Mellon was heir to a banking fortune. He went on to make his own fortune in the cryptocurrency market. And he became a billionaire. Matthew made news just a few days ago. He was in Cancun, Mexico, and he died suddenly. Matthew was down there to get help from a drug rehabilitation center. Billionaire! Wouldn't that be enough? If I had $1 million, surely I could be happy. Let me just taste the life of a millionaire. Let me just know what it feels like to have all the fine cars and a large home. Let me taste of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But it wasn't enough for Matthew. He went on to more and more and more. And you would think a billion, surely that's enough. But no. Matthew wanted to experience the exhilaration of drugs. Don't touch that tree. People are longing for wealth in this world today. 1 Timothy chapter 6. First Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6. Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Do you know that people in ancient civilizations have tried to carry something out of this world? Kings have been buried with treasures, with so much splendor, with food to help them in their passage in the underworld. In fact, there have been servants killed to be buried with the king so he would have servants to go with him. But the word of God says it is certain we can carry nothing out. If I can carry nothing out, why would I want to taste of that forbidden fruit? Of the desire, of the lust for money, of the most fabulous lifestyle I could possibly get together, the largest fortune that I can amass. Why would I crave that? I cannot take it out with me anyway. And having food and raiment, verse 9, let us therewith be content. But they that will be rich, and may I say, they that set their hearts on it, they that are longing for the knowledge of what that lifestyle is, that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they that will be rich fall in temptation and a snare,
that's right,
and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. There are things, knowledge, experiences in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that I don't need to know. I don't need to know what it is like to experience eternal damnation, the sufferings of hell, to understand that in its fullness. I need to know that hell's there.
Yes.
And to be careful and to make sure I avoid it.
Yeah, that's right.
But I don't need to know for myself what it feels like. Mm-hmm. There are things in that tree that we ought to avoid.
That's right.
The song asks, oh, am I lost forever? Mm-hmm. Lost among fiendish din. Yeah. Oh, can there be no lifeboat on the dark ocean of sin? Even though God made the tree of the knowledge of good and evil forbidden, there was some knowledge of good and evil that He imparted to Adam and Eve. He helped them know that that tree right there is forbidden, that it is evil to partake of that tree. And you know, the Lord helps us know there are certain things that we can be exposed to in this life that we should leave alone. We don't need to understand all those things. We don't need to explore all those things. Have you heard the expression, curiosity killed the cat? Curiosity can kill us as well.
That's true.
God did help Adam and Eve to know this much between good and evil. That tree is something that you should not touch. But Eve wanted to know. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6. When the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. She got to experience it. Do you suppose the time came that Eve regretted that decision? That she discovered there were some things in that tree that she really didn't want to experience or know? What about the time that they discovered Abel's body on the ground? A result of sin being introduced into the world. Do you suppose there was any regret in Eve's mind? Oh Lord, I would spit the bite back out if I could. If I could just put the fruit back up on that tree. Oh Lord God, if I would have just avoided that part of the garden. If I would have just listened to the words that you said to me, oh Lord God, there are things that I really don't want to know what they're like. There is a Greek myth, ancient mythology, about Pandora. According to Greek mythology, Pandora was the first woman on earth. The claim was that Pandora was created by gods and that each one of them gave her a gift. Thus, her name in Greek means the one who bears all gifts. Pandora was supposedly created as a punishment to mankind. According to the myth, Zeus wanted to punish people because Prometheus stole the fire and gave it to the people. Hephaestus created her from clay. Aphrodite gave her femininity. And Athena taught her crafts. Hermes was ordered by Zeus to teach her to be deceitful, stubborn, and curious. Pandora was given a box or a jar called Pythos in Greek. The myth is that the gods told her the box contained special gifts from them. But she was not to open the box ever. Then Hermes gave her to Epimetheus to be his wife. His brother advised Epimetheus not to accept anything from the gods, but Epimetheus saw Pandora and was astonished by her beauty, and so he accepted her right away. Pandora was trying to tame her curiosity. Does curiosity ever bother you? You know, the devil wants you to be curious. But in the end, she could not hold herself anymore. She opened the box, and all the illnesses and hardships that the gods had hidden in the box started coming out. Pandora was scared because she saw all the evil spirits coming out and tried to close the box as fast as possible. Does this story sound familiar to you? You know what it is? It is a corrupted version of the story of Eve, adopted into pagan religion. Today, there are many things that we do not need to know. We have access to so much knowledge these days, don't we? The tree of the knowledge and of good and evil has been placed at your fingertips. And you can go exploring and finding knowledge that God really never intended for you to have. Did you know that we really don't need to know all the details of the sins that people are committing these days? A lot of stuff is put out as news. Is it really news that people are still corrupt? That people are sensual, ungodly, immodest, that we live in a sinful and adulterous generation, is that really news? Or is it entertainment? God help us. We do not need to know all the sinful activities of other people. We do not need to experience sin for ourselves. Just to see what it's like. Just a taste of that fruit.
Amen.
I'd like to read in Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs 24 and verse 30. I went by the field of the slothful.
Oh, yeah.
And by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof. And the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. I do not need to let my own field go to waste.
That's right.
All I have to do is observe the field of the wicked man.
That's right.
And to understand some things, to learn some lessons.
Yes, that's right.
I don't need to go out into the world and experience all of its pleasures. A prodigal son experience.
That's right.
All I need to do is look at the example of the prodigal son. And to look at person after person after person that has tried it. And observe their field. How did their life turn out? Are they happy? There are things that we really don't need to know.
That's right.
The scripture says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Too many people have the philosophy, it won't happen to me. And go ahead and partake of the fruit anyway. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 19. A man of great wrath, Proverbs 19 and 19. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment. For if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. We don't need to experience it ourselves and reap the punishment. Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs 9 and 13. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knowing nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house, on the seat of the high places of the city, to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. There are things that you can know, that you can experience, and they say it's sweet. The world is infatuated with stolen waters, with bread eaten in secret. It is being offered over and over. But there is a surprise coming in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Once we learn these things, once we experience these things, there's a surprise coming.
Lord.
Verse 18 says, but he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. How much better we would be to save ourselves the knowledge. To save ourselves of the experience. Today, there are many things that we don't want our children to know.
That's right. That's true.
I would not want any child to know what it was like to have a drunkard for a father.
That's true.
You know that was a part of the knowledge of good and evil in that tree? A drunken father. I would not want a child to know what I just heard about. There is a man from Stillwater that grew up in a bad situation. Never knew his father. His mother, they would come home, the children would come home and find her passed out on the couch, having taken too many pills again. There was an uncle in the home. The uncle would get the children up at 2 a.m., take them out to steal out of Goodwill boxes. Anything of value, get it out of there, the donation boxes. Take them back home and force them to drink liquor. I guess to help them forget the experience. Then they had to get up and go to school. You know, there are things that we don't want our children to know.
Right.
What it's like to be in a situation like that. Oh God, help us when the Lord says, don't touch that fruit. Help us not to touch it. Because there are things that come as surprises that we don't realize what all that tree contains.
That's right.
And it is our protection that causes God to say, don't touch that tree. The horror and shame of being molested. No child should have to know that.
That's right.
And yet our society is moving more and more in that direction. Mm-hmm. Opening up the unclean spirits that drive people to do that. Through the entertainments. Through laws that allow men to go in the women's bathrooms. God have mercy on our perverted country. And wake up our lawmakers to realize the fear of God. And the seriousness of knowing things in this tree that are forbidden. But I want to tell you there are some things we do want to know. Let us read in Jeremiah chapter 24. Jeremiah chapter 24 and verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good. For I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down. I will plant them and not pluck them up, and I will give them an heart to know me. I will give them a heart to know me. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. See, that's the one we need to learn about. I want to know the Savior. I want to know His blessings in my life. I want to know what it's like to have a stable home, to have godly families, to be in the worship of the saints, to experience the joy of the songs of Zion. Those are the things I want to know.
Yes.
I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people.
Yes.
And I will be their God.
Yes.
And they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Paul said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's what we ought to want to know in life. What it is like to have a shepherd that will be with us though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death when we're in the presence of our enemies. To have our cup overflowing. Lord, I want to know that in my life. I want to experience the blessings of being like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water.
Praise the Lord.
That when the dry time comes, my leaf will not wither. That's what I want to know. I don't need to know all the things the world is doing. How corrupt they have become. I don't need to go and research all of that. But there are some things I do want to know. I thought about heaven. There are some folks up there I'd like to get to know. Enoch, tell me about your walk with God.
Yes.
Daniel, how did it feel as you were being lowered into that den of lions? Tell me all about it, Daniel. I read a little bit about it. I heard about it, but I want to hear from you.
Yes.
Noah.
Yes.
How long were you building the ark?
Amen.
Well, that was longer than I even had on earth, Noah.
Lord.
How did you make it that long? And how did you feel when the rain started to fall? As that big boat started lifting off the earth, and you realized as a result of your work, of your obedience to God, that it was your salvation and the salvation of your family. How did you feel, Noah?
Praise the Lord.
Tell me about your trials in life. David, as you approached Goliath, wasn't your heart just racing? Did you ever feel like running? What about the time that the axe head floated on the water?
Yes.
Oh, the time that Peter walked on the water to go to Jesus. Yeah. Peter, wouldn't you like to get to know Peter?
Right.
Now, he was brash. He spoke too much. But I like Peter. I tell you one thing I want to know. I envy John lying on Jesus' bosom.
Yes.
I want to know what that feels like. That's what I want to experience. That's the fruit I want to taste.
Yes, amen.
God, help us to long to know the right things. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just. Wouldn't this cut out a lot of the so-called news today? Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise. Wouldn't this cut out a lot of gossip? Think on these things. I don't need to know everybody's troubles.
That's right.
I don't need to know all the failings, who all the hypocrites are.
Amen.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are honest, are just, are pure, are lovely, think on these things. The song says, I am learning of my Savior. Precious lessons every hour. How the soul which He has ransomed may be kept by my mighty power.
Right.
Satan wants you to know some things. He's going to offer them to you.
Yes.
Now, doesn't this fruit look good? Wouldn't you really like to be wise?
Yes.
Wouldn't you like to experience this or that? But there are some surprises in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God help us that we won't touch that fruit. That we'll be very careful in our lives and we'll seek to know the things that will be in the tree of life. That will give us eternal life. May God bless you.